Wish You Were Her by Elle McNichol. Read by Charlie Sanderson. To the booksellers and the book festivals, thank you for all of it. And to Josh, true love, best friend and bodyguard, your every male lead I write. A star is made, and she is every bit as unapproachable as a star in the heavens. Allegra Books is a supernova, make no mistake. But what is actually beneath the glittery, polite veneer? I'm afraid, listener, this journalist was unable to find out. Julie M. Atkins, writing for The Eyewitness. I'm waiting in the front entrance of Balthazar when a waiter comes over to discreetly tell me that my lunch date is already here. I must look surprised, and in truth, I am. I've interviewed many a celeb in recent years, and they all come in a number of different designs. Some like clean diets of lemon juice and raw vegetables, which is code for weight loss, drug usage, and aesthetic surgeries. Others are addicted to spending every waking moment in the gym, or rather, taking videos for social media of their workouts in activewear they've been sent by a sponsor. I've met musicians who chain smoke, influencers who collect Pomeranians like their designer purses, and celebrities who escape their families by obsessively working. There is only one quality that they all have in common. Lateness. So, I am inordinately stunned as the waiter leads me to a dark and quiet corner of the restaurant. Waiting for me is none other than my interview subject, Allegra Brooks. It seems I am the last to arrive, for once. I ask about her family background. Her mother, Roxanne, works in publishing, and her father, George, runs a bookshop in a small town. She tells me he's prepping for a big book festival there, one that he hosts every summer. I have a whole summer off. I'm not sure what to do with it yet. It's the first little bit of freedom I've had since I started working. This young woman's screen work may be extraordinary, but getting behind the dark glasses is like squeezing blood from a stone. There's something off about her, something strange. I've seen stars rise, I've seen them fall. None have seemed as inhuman as this girl. It's uncanny. She's not doing anything disturbing. Her stunning smile is there, but the beautiful naturalness that she has on camera seems so unnatural in person. I feel both attracted and almost entirely repelled. Continued on page 75. Search results for Allegra Brooks. At Luna Declare. I don't know who needs to hear this, but Allegra Brooks is highly overrated. At Morrissey 1983. Allegra Brooks used to respond to fan letters and DMs, but she hasn't answered any of mine since winning at the Globes. So screw her, I guess. At Mira 2335. Allegra Brooks brought out a whole movie screen for some artistic kids in my neighbourhood. And they had the most amazing time. And I'm kind of mad that no one is talking about it, TBH. I only know about it because my dad works there. Why don't the papers report that? At JJ4765442. Dear Allegra, you still haven't responded to my messages. I will take drastic action if you continue to ignore me. At Marzipan Light. Allegra Brooks won't see your mean comments about her body, but your curvy friends will. Be nice at Allegra Brooks. Hashtag, be the change you want to see. Top news stories for Allegra Brooks. Showbiz news. Allegra Brooks leaves Court of Bystanders after party early. Could breakup with ex-frontman be getting to the young starlet? Update. Director Bon Michelson claims Allegra Brooks could be the next Marilyn Monroe, if not for her lack of eye contact and quiet manner on set. Source tells Private Lives that Allegra Brooks will take summer off. Has overnight success become too much for Hollywood newcomer?